Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily in a moment of quiet time before God, either as a family or as an individual. Listen to Turning Point attentively and meditatively. Engage whatever prophetic action we may be led to take for the day. Then pray more on your own, either in tongue or in your understanding, for as long as you can. Then use our daily prayer book to do a short Bible study, read the day's portion, then pray the day's prayer. Follow the guideline of reading the entire Bible through systematically in a year. It will give you an overview of the entire Bible and deepen your spiritual life. TPGF members all over the world, subscribe online with a token to be receiving the booklet content on your phone for daily engagement. You can do a yearly or a monthly subscription. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so today if you have not already done so. Welcome also to Monday, the 18th day in March 2024. It is a new week. New week will come with new things, new ideas, new breakthroughs, new sales, new profit, new progress, new miracle phone calls, new landmark achievement, new anointing, and divine power backup. Please open your hand and heart to receive the day's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with amen. I receive it. This week, you shall experience angelic visitations. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 22, Daniel said, "My God has sent his angels and has shut the mouth of the lions that they could not hurt me." I speak over your life. God will send his angel to you this week. Angels in form of men and men in form of angels. The mouth of lions roaring at you and dogs barking at you shall be sealed up. What they sent or designed to hurt you shall turn around to help you. Say amen. Who is this? The help, assistance, and support you've been asking for will reach you this week. All those with pending application in any office, applications for job, for promotion, for work, for contract, approval, license, loans, immigration papers, visa, green card, citizenship, all with applications pending somewhere shall be attended to with favor this week in Jesus' name. Now, everybody, can you get a key there or a key holder? Raise it up by faith. I prophesy, it shall turn to your house key, your office key, your shop key, your factory key, and your dream car key. That old car giving you problems shall be changed soon, and there shall be many new car owners. Imagine. What are your plans, your programs, and your project this week? If you have it on your to-do list, raise it up. If you don't, you surely have it in your mind. Be mentioning them as I pray. I prophesy over your week's expectations and your plans. They shall succeed maximally. You shall not be stopped or hindered. You shall meet your week's and month's targets on time. Raise your cell phone as a point of contact for this prayer. I prophesy alert upon alert, payment upon payment. I prophesy sales upon sales in Jesus' name. Yes, it will happen. March 18th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Your birthday is blessed. Your life is blessed. Everything about you shall run seamlessly in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Listeners, welcome to a week of testimony sharing. Next week shall be healing prayers. Send in your testimonies or resend the one you sent before that time has not allowed us to share. Please don't be discouraged and don't be angry. Don't be annoyed. I am sharing your testimonies on so many other platforms and as I go ministering every day all over the nation. So not hearing your own testimony shared here does not mean I am not sharing them. Please connect to these testimonies for your own divine intervention. Connect by faith, also connect by seed, as you have faith and then the ability to do so. First testimony today. But before testimony sharing, let me acknowledge and appreciate members that have been responding to issues requests made by some of our members last week. Our dear sister married for 15 years, 50 years old, the husband being 59. Some people suggested surrogacy for the couple. Let me read one. Good day, Daddy. On the lady who says she will be 50 and the husband 59 and are looking for children, they can use surrogacy, Daddy. They should get someone to carry the pregnancy. It will be both the husband and the wife's sperm and eggs that they will use. Some other people suggested many are some fertility hospitals, both in Benin and Abuja, were recommended. Then, on the woman that spoke about her son not being good at school, oh, we have another couple that sent in something very, very interesting. Let me read it. My daddy, good morning. Please, sir, permit our social work services in the life of the boy who has problem with his education by giving us the mother's contact. My husband, who is a consultant in medical service, stroke lecturer in a university, and I am a community health officer, stroke health tutor, stroke social worker volunteer to assist the family and give you a feedback through the help of Jesus Christ our Lord. Wow, I appreciate all of you. Our main challenge here is that we are all connected virtually. We will have to know you first, then know the persons to be sure who we are connecting to who. We are always very careful in connecting people online. We will put some of our officers to work to see what we can do. But I want to thank all of you so much. Now to testimonies. Praise God with me, my TPGF. The first week of prayer, Daddy asked everyone that is sick to bring a cup of water that he prayed over. I did with faith. After the prayer, I drank the water and got instant healing of constant pain in my head. Thank you, Jesus. I pray the pain will never return again. Amen. Affliction will not return the second time. Another testimony. Good afternoon, sir. I want to appreciate God for every prophecy that is coming from this prayer altar daily. God has been confirming it in my life. God healed me of skin disease. God healed me of embarrassing cough and healed me of eye problems also. God's servant prophesied that God has taken over our battle, that we should sow battle seed to claim it. Battle seed has been sown, and I know God will give me a testimony. Yes, God will give you a major testimony. Another testimony. Good day, Daddy, and my TPGF family. I'm grateful to God for his goodness and mercy over my family. One, relocating my family back to the east to join my husband. Two, healing my husband from attack of stroke on the 14th February 2024 after calling prayer line pastor and sowing battle seed. Three, admission of my daughter into law school and paying all the bills for her. May the name of the Lord be praised. Thanksgiving seed sent. God bless you, Daddy, for teaching us the truth. More anointing, sir. Wow. Another testimony. I have come to glorify the name of our God for the renewal of our resident permit in United Kingdom. To God alone be all the glory. Thank you, Lord, for all the bad days we have celebrated in the family this year. Thank you, Daddy, for what you are doing for TPGF family. May the anointing of God on your life never run dry. Wow. Testimonies are just coming. Praise the Lord. TPGF with me. This month of March has been awesome. First March, I gave a gift of 500 naira airtime and a debt of 100,000 naira was supernaturally cancelled and written off for me. Two, 8th of March, I was delivered from fire accident in my place of work. Three, 15th of March, prophetic action of prayer over a cup of water and I drank. Lower back pain disappeared. What a wonderful God. Wow, what a great God we serve. What a wonderful God we serve. Testimonies are just rushing in. Yours will follow in the name of Jesus. You will not just be hearing testimonies here. Then you will be having testimonies also. Great things will be happening in your life. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Join us later this evening on Ask a Question broadcast, Monday's edition, on our social media platforms, usual time, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Nigeria time. Then, count down to the National and International Ministers Conference we have been announcing. It is here at last, this Wednesday, day after tomorrow, March 20, from 10 a.m., come from everywhere. Venue is Living Spring Chapel, Goshen Land, opposite Allen Avenue Interchange in Ikeja there. It is interdenominational. It is for all church leaders and workers, ministers, general overseers, apostles, bishops, senior pastors, evangelists, teachers, ministers in the fivefold ministry. Please come. No discrimination, no segregation. Iron sharpens iron. Come and network with other ministers. Come and make new friends. Joining me on Wednesday for ministration is God's servant, Apostle Lawrence Achidume, all the way from Abeokuta. Don't miss it. Then, transportation, the theme is transformation and transitional ministry. Every minister and leaders should attend and invite others. Ministers from Abeokuta and Ibadan. Air-conditioned buses have been arranged to bring you to and fro, but we need to book a seat with a token. All ministers coming from Abeokuta, SMS, send a chat or a call to 0802-779-6376. Ministers coming from Ibadan, SMS or send a chat to 0805-8022-194 to book a seat so that you can come. Now, ministers from Lagos, for more inquiries, SMS, a chat or a call to 090-555-14460. Do so now. It shall be live stream, so connect from all over the world. Pay your tithe and sow your seed. If you do what others are doing, you will get what they are getting. God cannot see tithe and sacrificial seed and not be moved. We can't buy God's miracle. We don't bribe him for his blessings. But when we make sacrifice for the extension and expansion of his kingdom, is moved in heaven and miracle comes down. So be a committed tither and a devoted seed sower. I prophesy to everyone's life, the grace of God will be sufficient for you. The power of God will back you up. You will go out today and come back with testimonies. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel, TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.